Good afternoon, everyone. Today, I would like to talk about CRA's feature called My Account. While many of you probably know about it, some of you may not, and many of you are probably not using it. So I wanted to advertise some features that I really like. I use CRA My Account all the time, both for myself and for my clients, and I truly, truly enjoy it. So don't mind me glancing this way once in a blue moon, because I will be looking at my account that I logged in for myself, just in case if I'll forget any of the wonderful features that they have. So what is My Account? My Account is really the access to the information that Canada Revenue Agency has about you personally, all of your information. At least the past 5 years are available on this site for download and change and anything else. Very, very regularly, I get a question from my clients saying, can I get my notice of assessment? What is my RRSP limit? What is my TFSA limit? How do I change the address? It's all there. So what do? You first create your account. It takes a little bit of effort and time because CRA is using a number of validation verification features to ensure that you are you and no bad person is gaining access to your personal and private information. So once you do that, and that usually takes about a week, because at first you need to log in, tell CRA about yourself, your date of birth, your address, your social insurance number, and some personal information from the last filed personal tax return. Once you do that, CRA will send you a verification code, which you will need to enter the next time you log in. Once you do that, you're fully validated and you can go in and out as you see fit. Now, once you're fully validated, what is the information that's available there? Well, it's everything. So let's start with your profile. Your profile will contain information such as your address, whether you're married, whether you have any kids, whether you have set up a direct deposit and things like that. If you would like to change any of this information, this is the place to do it, and it takes effect immediately. Just to make sure that you have changed that information yourself, CRA will send you an email confirming somebody has changed your profile information. If it was you, ignore it, but if it wasn't you, it's something for you to trigger to make sure that no illegal person gained access to your account. So that's the piece that's called your profile. Then there are other sections. Another section would be mail. So this is where you would get all of your notice of assessment, any other letters that CRA has mailed you, your benefits confirmations, any payment information, a whole slew of correspondence that you used to receive by mail now sits there. You can elect to actually stop paper copies altogether and just receive electronic information. This is actually what I prefer because there is no opportunity for the information to get lost in the mail or to get into wrong person's hands. The other feature of the site is that you can submit information safely and securely to CRA. So if there is anything you would like them to do, there is a whole number of ways to actually do it, either through submit information or change your return, or there is a whole section on the right-hand side of the website to actually do it. The site also allows you to access all grants, programs, and many other subsidies and features that may apply to you. So if you remember or you have tried all of the COVID-19 subsidies and CERB and CRB programs could be accessed through that portal. And you could also see when the payout will take place and what the previous payouts were. You can also see the status of your return, whether you filed it, is it being processed, has it been assessed. You can download your notice of assessment for the past number of years, at least 5. You can also clearly see what your RRSP room is and TFSA room. As you know, this is very, very important information because exceeding those limits is very painful in penalties and interest. You can also set up your authorized representatives, change information, add information, and notify CRA of your move and things like that. Overall, this is a very, very good site. I highly recommend everybody to have it. You wouldn't think about living without an access to your bank account, would you? Well, it's the same here. Why would you leave this out? This is very, very vital information about you that CRA has. If anything is wrong, you would want to change it. Well, I hope you enjoyed the session. And if you have any questions, you can always reach me at Natalie@taxwelldone.com or by visiting my website at www.taxwelldone.com. Thank you.